The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome again to this fourth day of practice in this series I'm calling Practicing Off the Cushion on Purpose. You know, being a little cute, off the cushion on purpose. I kind of like it. And today I want to talk about patience. There's this way in which, I mean, we all know we're supposed to be patient. There isn't anybody that's saying, oh, be as impatient as possible. This is a good thing. Nobody is saying this. But I want to talk about it a little bit more and relate it to our practice. Because sometimes something that we can get a sense of, if we're hearing like instruction after instruction after instruction, there can be this feeling that we have to apply work. We got to like do more. There's all this energy and effort, and we just feel like practice is just more, 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 and more. And actually, we need patience as a counterbalance to this notion of more and more work. Because there's this way, if we are just feeling like we have to apply more energy, more effort, more work, then we just overexert ourselves and we become exhausted and burnt out. This happens in our meditation. It happens in all areas of our life. There's might be this underlying sense of like, it's not enough. You are not enough. And then we are trying to like work as a way to address this without even noticing that there's this underlying sense of not enoughness. And I know I have certainly done plenty of this in my life. It has shown up in so many different ways. And I remember on a retreat having one of the teachers during a practice discussion say, Diana, you're such a striver. I was so offended that I'm not a striver. Oh my gosh, I was striving so much. I just couldn't see it. I just felt like, well, there's just things to be done. I gotta chop chop, you know, like get to this. But so there's this way, if we just think it's all about energy and work and effort and never about patience, then we end up just overexerting ourselves and fueling this idea that we're not enough. But not only that, impatience loves shortcuts. I would say by maybe definition, impatience is this idea of wanting shortcuts. And so we try to force a result, or we try to outrun discomfort, and we often are paying for it later. And these shortcuts end up not being nearly as helpful as we think they would be. I mean, literally this happens with traffic. I feel like, oh, I'll get off the freeway here. It's going too fast and go down the city streets. But this doesn't work. It doesn't work. And what's fascinating for me is like the Buddha, he spoke about this. Like he recognized this tendency of how we want to make shortcuts due to this sense of impatience. So, and there's this short little metaphor that the Buddha gives. As the wagon driver who left the highway, a road with an even surface, and entered upon a rugged path, broods mournfully after a broken axle. So this idea or this picture of impatience costing more than it saves. So when we depart from this reliable path of patience, ethical practice, which in this little vignette is a highway with an even surface, and entered upon this rugged path, like, oh, I'm going to take a shortcut. I'm going to do something, whatever we might think this shortcut is, we often end up having some regret and run into some difficulties that takes a lot of energy. So there's this way in which impatience wants us to take shortcuts, which ends up not saving us time or energy. And we know this. We experience this again and again in our daily life and even in our meditation practice. So what's needed is this delicate balance of effort, striving, endeavor, and patience in our life and in our meditation practice. So it can't just be this way in which we're only patient because we have this idea of like, we're just going to let everything take its own course, and then not noticing the quality of the mind and not noticing that the mind is often maybe going in an unhelpful direction and maybe towards this disconnection and this collapsing, and just our unhelpful patterns are taking over. So just this recognition that practice and life is this balance of patience and effort. So what is patience? Well, first of all, I want to say it's not a commodity. It's not something that there's a fixed amount that we feel like, oh, I'm running out of patience. That doesn't exist, this idea that there's only a fixed amount, or like we might be somebody like, I don't have a lot of patience. That's just, patience is our way of relating to what is not gone our way. It's about our relationship to experience. It's not about some fixed amount of something. In meditation, this might show up as a throbbing knee or a mind that doesn't settle. In daily life, it's a long line, which I've, for whatever reason, I've had to experience quite a few long lines in that just recently. And noticing how all, everybody else in the line with me is like, you know, in their phones. But for me, I just, one just happened yesterday in a line. I noticed that, oh, if I look out the window, there's actually a pleasant view. And just to allow kind of, there were some passerbys outside of the window, and just to notice that. And just to be with the experience of standing and looking at the window. Or sometimes this impatience shows up when someone's taking a long time to get to their point. So whether this is in meditation or in our daily life, patience is the same. It's stay with what's here without adding harm, without adding anything extra. And stay long enough for wisdom to catch up. Stay long enough for wisdom to catch up. So in this way, we could say patience has two aspects. One is the staying part, like not acting on our impatience. Is patience is refraining from acting on this surge of, or this quick impulse of anger or irritation, wanting to fix or wanting to blame. There's this initial surge when things aren't going on a time scale that we want them to. But instead, patience is, can we hold these difficulties, these irritants in a spacious way? This recognition like, yeah, this is uncomfortable. Yeah, this is irritating, but I don't have to fix it right this moment. I don't have to fix it right now. And so there's this way, if we can hold things in a more spacious and peaceful way, then we can start to see some of the causes of suffering rather than if we're just trying to fix. And we know seeing suffering, causes of suffering, we know these are the Four Noble Truths. This is deep practice. So that's the first element of patience, staying. And then the second is waiting for wisdom to catch up. So we could say that's also maybe some perseverance, staying with what matters. So it's not this passivity. It's about giving up the deadline, but not giving up the commitment or the dedication. So patience about how it's having this consistency rather than intensity. You know, often there's this surge of like, oh, I got to do something. But can we just stay with some spaciousness and continue to stay. It takes time to unlearn patience. But these two facets, this non-reactivity and this perseverance, these are the same muscle groups, if you will, that we use in meditation. We're not immediately enacting aversion, but we're remaining steady. So just want to say a few things about patience. Sometimes we might feel like, and I know I certainly did, I fell into this a little bit. I felt like, I'm being patient when I was like waiting for the bell to ring. But it's not, patience is not gritting our teeth with aversion. That's just waiting while hating. Patience is, can we hold it with some ease? Recognize the discomfort, the irritation, recognizing, honoring that, respecting that, but not suppressing it. We're not denying difficulty, but we're just holding difficulty in a larger field of care, larger field of clarity, so that wiser action becomes possible. So, in daily life, we don't need to manufacture particular experiences to practice this. Life will bring you plenty. So here's a few things to help with this. Practice off the cushion. Put the irritant into perspective. Will this matter in 15 days? That this line is going impossibly slow? The person in front of me, the grocery line, for example, and the cashier having this conversation, maybe they're friends or something like this. So one, just put the irritant into perspective. Two, if you have kind of like a big project, however you want to define a project that you're working on, choose to notice what you've already done. Rather than looking like, oh my gosh, I have so much more to do, reflect on what you've already done. This is a real support for staying within. If you do find yourself waiting in line, practice mindfulness of the body. Let the body be quietly dignified, feeling our feet on the ground, the breath simple. Sometimes, you know, we find people putting their hands on their hip, you know, tapping their foot or something like this, you know, when they're impatient or something like this. Can you just be with the bodily experience of being present with some care? And sometimes you are the one that's holding up the line, or maybe you're the one that's finding a hard time getting to your point when you're talking. Maybe you can just thank others for being patient. There's this way in which we kind of like start a patience movement. It's this way it'll diffuse your tension and diffuse others. And maybe this is a way we'll encourage others to be patient. And so some of these ways in which to wait well, just bring some intention to our patience and recognizing there's two aspects of it, not acting out this surge of impatience and some of this quiet perseverance. Just staying there. So thank you. I'm sure today you'll have some opportunities to practice patience. I don't have to wish this on anybody, but just an encouragement that when impatience arrives today, just notice, oh, here's my opportunity to practice patience. So thank you. Thank you for your practice. Somebody put in the chat, can't wait for tomorrow's talk. Thank you for that. That's fantastic. Thank you, everyone. It's so lovely to practice together. It's really nice. Thank you.